Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Jaya Radha Madhava, Radha Madhava, Radhe Jaya, Radha Madhava, Jaya Radha Madhava, Radha Madhava, Radhe Jaya, Radha
Gaura Paramanandi. Jama Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Parivaja Kachara Stotara Satsi Simat Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Anant Kaut Vaishnavarinda Ki Jaya Prince Kahosa Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasari Gaura Bhaktavarinda Ki Jaya Sri Vrindavana Dhamma Ki Jaya Mathura Dhamma Ki Jaya Mayapur Dhamma Ki Jaya Ganga Mai, Jamuna Mai, Ki Jai, Tulasi Devi Maharani, Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi, Ki Jai, Harinama Sankirtana Jaga, Ki Jai, Transcendental Book Distribution, Ki Jai, Brihat Mridanga, Ki Jai, Gaura Paramanandi, All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Gyana Chimirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksuru Militam Jana Tatmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vanchakaupatarubhishya Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. So then, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 34, entitled Matsya, the Lord's Fish Incarnation. So today we are going through the text 39 to the text 46. So before the text 46 in the board, I'm going to read from 39 to 45 by myself, and then after we chant together there. So text 39. Itamadisha Rajanam Hari Rata Rajata Swamvavaikshata Tam Kalam Yam Rishikesha Adishat. Translation. After thus instructing the king, the Supreme Personality of Godhead immediately disappeared. Then King Satyavrata began to wait for that time of which the Lord had instructed. Text 40. Astirya Darban Prakulam Rajasi Prag Udam Mukaha Nishasada Harir Padu Chintayam Matsya Rupinaha. Translation. After spreading Kusha with its tips pointing east, the saintly king himself facing the northeast sat down on the grass and began to meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who had assumed the form of a fish. Text 41. Tata samudra udvelaha sarvata plavayam mahim vardamano mahamegai varshadbi samadrishyata. Translation. Thereafter, gigantic clouds pouring incessant water swelled the ocean more and more. Thus the ocean began to overflow onto the land and inundate the entire world. Text 42. Jayam Bhagavad Adesham Dadrishe Navam Agatam Tam Aruroha Viprendraye Adayosha Divirudaha. Translation. As Satyavrata remembered the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he saw a boat coming near him. Thus he collected herbs and creepers, and accompanied by saintly brahmanas, he got aboard the boat. Text 43. Tanuchu Munaya Prita Rajam Dya Rajam Dhyaya Svakeshavam Savayna Sankatat Asmat Avita Samvidasyati. Translation. The saintly brahmanas, being pleased with the king, said to him, O king, please meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Keshava. He will save us from this impending danger and arrange for our well-being. Text 44. Svanudyathastato rajna pradurasim maharnave ekashringa dharo matsyo haimoniuta yojanaha. Translation. Then, while the king constantly meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a large golden fish appeared in the ocean of inundation. The fish had one horn and was 8 million miles long. A very big fish. Text 45. Nibadyanavam tak tringe yatok Yatokto harina pura varatrena hina tushtas tushtava madhusudanam. Following the instructions formally given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the king anchored the boat to the fish's horn using the serpent Vasuki as a rope. Thus, being satisfied, he began offering prayers to the Lord. So now comes the text 46 that's in the board. I'm going to read word by word. Repeat, please. Si Raja Uvacha Anadi Avidya Upahata Atma Samvidaha Tat Mula Samsara Parishrama Aturaha Yadrichaya Upashritaha Yam Apnuyuhu Vimukti-daha Naha Parama Guru Bhavam. Sri Raja Vacha Anadiya Avidyo Pahatatma Samvidas Tamula Samsara Parishrama Turaha Yadrichayo Pashritayam Apnuyo Vimuktidona Paramo Gurur Bhavam Sri Rajuvacha Anadiya Vidyo Pahatatma Samvidas Tamula Samsara Parishramaturaha Yadrichayo Pashritayam Apnuyo Vimuktidona Paramo Gurur Bhavam Sri Rajuvacha Anadiya Vidyo Pahatatma Samvidas Tamula Samsara Parishramaturaha Yadrichayo Pashritayam Apnuyo Vimuktidona Paramo Guru Bhavam. Rajavacha Anadya Vidyo Pahatatma Samvidas Tamula Sansara Parishamaturaha Yadrichayo Pashkitam Mukti Dhana Paramo Guru Bhava Sri Raja Vacha Sera Javacha Naja Vijo Pasamidas. Vaishnavis, Sri Rajavacha, Anadivityo, Samvidas, Parisha Maturaha Sri Rajavacha. The king offered prayers as follows. Anadi, from time immemorial. Avidya, by ignorance, Upahata, has been lost. Atma Samvidaha, knowledge about the self. Tat, that is. Mula, the root. Samsara, material bondage. Parishrama, full of miserable conditions and hard work. Aturaha, suffering. Yadrichaya, by the supreme will. Upashritaha, being favored by the Acharya. Yam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Apnu Yuhu, can achieve. Vimuktidaha, the process of liberation. Naha, our. Parama, the Supreme. Guru, Spiritual Master. Bhavam, your Lordship. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The king said, by the grace of the Lord, those who have lost their self-knowledge since time immemorial and who because of this ignorance are involved in a material, conditional life full of miseries, obtain the chance to meet the Lord's devotee. I accept that Supreme Personality of Godhead as the Supreme Spiritual Master. Repeat, please. The king said, by the grace of the Lord, those who have lost their self-knowledge since time immemorial and who because of this ignorance are involved in a material, conditional life full of miseries, obtain the chance to meet the Lord's devotee. I accept that Supreme Personality of Godhead as the Supreme Spiritual Master. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is actually the Supreme Spiritual Master. The Supreme Lord knows everything about the suffering of the conditioned soul, and therefore He appears in this material world, sometimes personally, sometimes by an incarnation, and sometimes by authorizing a living being to act on His behalf. In all cases, however, He is the original spiritual master who enlightens the conditioned souls who are suffering in the material world. The Lord is always busy helping the conditioned souls in many ways. Therefore, He is addressed here as Paramo Guru Bhavam. The representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who acts to spread Krishna consciousness is also guided by the Supreme Lord to act properly in executing the Lord's order. Such a person may appear to be an ordinary human being, but because he acts on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Spiritual Master, he is not to be neglected as ordinary. It is therefore said, Acharyanman Vijayanti. An Acharya who acts on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be understood to be as good as the Supreme Lord Himself. Shakshadaritena Samastra Shastri Uttastata Bhavyata Eva Sadbi Kintu Praburya Priya Eva Tasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has advised that the spiritual master acting on the Supreme Lord's behalf must be worshipped as being as good as the Supreme Lord, for he is the Lord's most confidential servant in broadcasting the Lord's message for the benefit of the conditioned souls involved in the material world. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Mititam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So this verse, the main point is that it's saying that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Spiritual Master. The Bhagavad Gita, there are many verses that state the same point, that Krishna being the Supreme Spiritual Master. And by the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Parityaja Manikam Charanam Praja Hantam Sarva Pabhavyo Moksha Shami Mashuchaha. Abandon all varieties of religion and simply surrender unto me. I shall protect you against all sinful reactions. Do not fear, Krishna says. So then, that is the position of Krishna as the Supreme Spiritual Master. And the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is actually the Supreme Spiritual Master. The Supreme Lord knows everything about the suffering of the conditioned soul, and therefore He appears in this material world, sometimes personally, sometimes by an incarnation, or sometimes by authorizing a living being to act on His behalf. So I'd like to share with you a personal experience that I had of it, not to make myself great devotee or so, but only to illustrate this point, that Krishna is the Supreme Spiritual Master, and He is always trying to help all living entities, because not only outside, He appears as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Krishna, as Lord Chaitanya, as the incarnations, but also from within. Krishna is in the heart of all living entities, and he is guiding all living entities in this material world. So when I was in my youth, I began to work in a bank. But after some time, I became disgusted with this material life. I said, "What is the goal of this life? Only work hard and then become old and then disease and then die." I said, "No, should have something more than that." And then I quit my job, and I went to first to make a course of yoga in Rio de Janeiro. It was a city 1,000 kilometers from the place where I was born. I quit my job, I left my family, I went alone to do this yoga course. And there I became to know about the Vedic knowledge, something the teacher used to give some class about. And then he spoke about Bhagavad Gita. And then I said, I'd like to read this Bhagavad Gita. I told to a friend of mine about it, that the teacher spoke about Bhagavad Gita and that I would like to read Bhagavad Gita. And then as my birthday was coming, he gave me, in my birthday, a Bhagavad Gita as it is of Srila Prabhupada, as a present. So then, but by that time I had become a little bit disgusted with that yoga class. I said, it's not it really what I want. And then I left that, I was living there in the place, I left that place and I went to live in the mountains in Brazil, and I took the Bhagavad Gita with me. I went alone there to the mountains, and I rent a small house there in a small village, and I was reading the Bhagavad Gita every day. So then I became really overwhelmed by the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita, and I became interested with that knowledge. I said, it's here, everything that I was looking for is here. So when I was living there, one thing that I have to tell to that you can understand the situation. In Brazil, where I was born, Porto Alegre, the feeling of family is very strong. At least was that time. Now it's a little bit lost. But when I was born, because south of Brazil was colonized by Europeans that came to south of Brazil, Italians, Germany people, and that time they had a very strong feeling of family. So I grew up in a family like this, family very big and very attached to each other. So then, but I left everything, and my mother was always trying to bring me back to Porto Alegre and to go back to the bank and study and be a normal person. So then when I was there in the mountains, she came with my father, decided to bring me back to Porto Alegre. She came really, and my mother is a person that has a very strong personality. And when they came, I felt already the pressure and by emotional pressure, I said, I think I won't be able to stay here. I have to go with them. So then they came and they stayed some days with me. And when they came, I was painting a picture of Krishna with a calf by the Jamuna. It's an old picture that there is in the old Bhagavad Gita. Very beautiful. I was painting, it was this size more or less. And I put it in the top of my bed where I sleep. So that picture was there, and my parents, they came and they are trying to convince me to go back home, and I was become weaker and weaker by the pressure and by emotional pressure. But suddenly one day they said, "Oh, tomorrow we are going back to Porto Alegre." I said, "Okay." I couldn't understand why they said that suddenly, because they came determined to take me with them, but they said that they would go back without me. I said, "Okay." I became surprised. And then they went, next day, they went back to Porto Alegre. And I stayed there without understanding why suddenly they had gone. So after some time, I went to visit them, and because my father had passed away. So then my mother said, "Oh, I want to tell you one thing. You remember when I went there in the mountains? You were there, and I went with my father, and we went determined to get you back, and." Suddenly, yeah, we went away. I said, "Yeah, yeah, I remember." I said, "So I'm going to tell you something that happened there, why we went away. Because that picture, remember that picture that you had on the wall above our bed?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "That picture spoke to your father. That picture said, don't you worry, he's well. You don't need to worry about him. You can go back to your home and leave him." So my mother is downstairs. If you want to confirm the story, she's there. She told me that. So Krishna didn't speak with me. She spoke with my father. I had the picture there, painting, and I stayed there for some time. He never spoke to me. But my mother said that picture spoke with my father. So then, I would like to tell this story to prove this point, that Krishna is the supreme guru, and he is always trying to help everybody to advance his spiritual life and go back home, back to Godhead. There are other devotees that had this experience. Shivarama Maharaj also tell the story of a disciple of his, a lady, that also had a similar experience, that Krishna spoke to her. So it is not something that is only in the books, and it's not reality. No, that is reality. Krishna does exist, and he is always trying to help all living entities. We have only to be patient and continue practicing this process by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Krishna says, Ma Shuchaha, do not fear. If we surrender to Krishna, Krishna is going to protect us and take us back to his abode in the spiritual world. So, thank you very much. If there are any question, any comment, yes? Here's the microphone.
It's that Satyavrata, King Satyavrata sat facing northeast. Uh-huh. Is there any significance facing northeast? And one more question is, is this boat coming and King Satyavrata getting prepared to board on it? Is this the same boat mentioned by King Anuradha?
Mm-hmm. Okay, your first question was facing northeast, if is there any significance. We see it in the Bhagavatam, different parts that saying that we should face east, the direction where the sun is born. I saw many parts of Bhagavatam saying like this. So what is the significance really about it? I don't know. I never heard. Maybe Prabhu, the older devotees, Prabhu Janapas, can make some comment about it. But it is there in the scriptures that we should face east or north that are auspicious for meditation. That's what I say. And your second question was about?
Mentioned in Bible. Is it the same incidents narrated?
Well, Noah doesn't speak about a big fish, 8 million miles big there. In the pastime of Noah, doesn't mention. So, but we, from the scriptures, we get the information that there are different pralayas, different destructions. So maybe that one of in the Bible, Noah is another pralaya, another destruction. But I thought about it when I was reading this pastime that is very similar to that one described in the Bible. Only that in the Bible doesn't mention about any fish very big that was there and there was carrying the boat. Maybe it's another pralaya. But by it we can see that this episode is there in two scriptures, very different scriptures. So we can see that it is not only creation, it's something real that really happened. And really happens, the destruction of this material world by inundation. No? Okay. Any other question? If you know, there's no question. I'd like to take advantage here and, with your permission. As I didn't have the opportunity to read my offering to Srila Prabhupada yesterday, I'd like to read it here now. Okay? Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Itinamine. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Pastacha Deshatarine. Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my humble obeisances at your Lord's feet. Life is not a straight line. It is full of ups and downs. Sometimes we are in a situation where we think that it is too much. I cannot handle it. But your instructions give us clear understanding how we should act. For example, in a letter to Guru Das Prabhu on the 29 August 1972, you wrote, I am in due receipt of your letter dated August 23rd, 1972, and I have noted the contents carefully. Do not be depressed. All along my God brothers gave me only depression, repression, compression. But I continued strong in my duty. So never mind there is some discouragement. Continue with your work in full enthusiastic Krishna consciousness, attitude of service. Hoping this meets you in good health, you ever well wish A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada, you said, I will never die. I will live forever in my books. And as the years goes by, I can realize that it is an amazing and comforting truth. You are alive in your books and accessible to one and all. Dear Srila Prabhupada, in this most auspicious day of your Vyasa Puja, I would like to thank you for all that you have done for me and all the world. Thank you for living forever in your books, your insignificant servant Jagamurti Das. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Guru Permanande.